This is Twit.
So that takes us to the Apple Watch. The S6, he says, is the equivalent of what the chip, the A11, I think he said, chip, except it's specially, you know, smaller and specially designed to be a low power chip for the watch. He says the chip is so power efficient that we can double the brightness of the always on watch screen. That's great news. Let me just show you real quickly the drone shot as we go into we go through Silicon Valley faster and faster and faster. I would like to know where this is, Doc Rock. That's where I want to go. Look at that. I thought it was the Great Wall of China at first, but I didn't think they went that far. And you're right. There's no way she's a little sweaty.
Say this is Spanish Alps.
Is that where it is?
Okay. I'm just guessing. Don't listen to me. Okay.
It's pretty wherever it is. I feel like it's a fire watch station, right? That's
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Looks like Minecraft.
It does. It's a Minecraft installation.
It also looks like it must have been filmed like after the fire started in California.
Oh yeah, there's no smoke.
Hazy.
Oh, is it? Oh yeah.
It's Luke Skywalker's hideout.
That's true. That's right.
Luke was up there.
Where's those weird birds? Where's those weird puffins?
Yeah.
Look at that.
That is gorgeous. I don't know where that is too, though.
Yeah. Well, it was in Porgs. That's what we need. More Porgs. I never thought I'd say that.
Yeah. I've got one right here.
Look. Our chat room, who is always amazing, has pinpointed that as the Sierra Buttes Fire Lookout. Mm-hmm. It's a historic fire lookout in Northern California in, I guess, Sierra County? I'm not sure. You can see Mount Lassen. Yeah, it's a lot clearer in this picture than it was when she was there. So you might be right. Yeah.
Yeah,
8,000.
I've been camping in the Butte, so that is a really beautiful area.
Oh, gorgeous! Intense stairs at the end. If you're afraid of heights, make sure you get Tim Cook's helicopter.
I don't doubt that she climbed the whole thing. I don't think that I would not assume that until
until told otherwise.
If it were me, yes, I would insist upon it. I would probably insist upon the green screen just because of the altitude.
But. Oh, I'm going there though. This looks beautiful.
They should have came to the Makapu'u stairs over here.
They do have porgs. Look at that. Oh, that's a marmot. I'm sorry. Look at that. She climbed that, you think, Andy?
Wow. Wow.
What?
I wouldn't necessarily doubt it.
All right.
Well, actually, look at that view. That's actually not that big of a climb.
It's only 180 steps. Also, that's not too bad.
Do you think
with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
Do you think it's less dangerous to your health to climb all those stairs or to do a helicopter drop?
Yeah. No, good point. Good point. No, you're absolutely right.
Unless she's an ex-SEAL.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Don't keep scrolling, Leo, because you're going to come to a teddy bear where somebody fell off in 1985.
No.
I fell off in 2002.
Do not fall off. Okay. See, it is more dangerous than we thought. All right. Are you surprised there's so much processor I think you nailed it. This is we're silicon, baby. Get ready because everything we make is suddenly going to be supercharged. Take that, Intel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how much processing power is required for that blood O2 sensor. That it's not like they have another system on a chip that's doing the O2 sensing. It really is just let's get a whole bunch of light readings and do a whole bunch of processing on that. But yeah, it's weird when you see that much power inside a Series 6, particularly how much power is at a premium on one of these watches. I wonder what that discussion is like time after time, where do we do things like give people a brighter display or do we give people an extra day of battery life?
Right. Now, when Samsung announced new features in their Samsung watch, like a blood oximeter and a VO2 max and stuff, we got all excited and they said pending FDA approval. I didn't hear any of that language from Apple. I didn't see any of it on the site, so I presume they got
they listed about a half dozen countries in which they have approval for it so far.
Yeah,
including
that's great.
The U.S.
That's really great.
I
think that's why why it wasn't like this technology has been around for at least 2 years at this point. It's appeared in other devices, But those devices launched without support for it. It said pending FDA approval. So I think Apple purposefully postponed including the sensor till this version, the Series 6.
Right.
Specifically because they want it to be available out the gate. They don't want to have to like wait, you know, 6 months before. They wanted to make sure that this was something that people had right away instead of talking about how great it is and then telling people you don't get it yet. So although some countries don't get it yet. Actually, most countries don't get it yet, really.
No, U.S., Canada, and Australia, right? New Zealand, maybe. What were you saying, Doc Rock? I'm sorry.
No, I was saying one of the cool things and probably why they get their certifications quicker than, say, others is they do so much with sending information to their research partners. And they talked about it a little bit today. That's right. But that stuff is big. I mean, that's quite amazing, like what you can do and like the stuff that it comes up with, you know. So I think it's very helpful. I did trigger a noise alert once, and it kind of freaked me out because I forgot it did that. You know, and it's like, listen, you're somewhere that's pretty loud for kind of long. Like, you should stick your.
I think that's great.
Yeah. God, I turned stuck my AirPods in.
Yeah. I don't hear anything. No, I really appreciate that. I think that they've done. There's no. Initially, the Apple Watch to me seemed like, kind of candy. But now I don't leave home without it. I mean, I really do think. And, you know, one of our staffers who has sleep apnea bought his first Apple Watch today because the oximeter you wear it while you're sleeping, and you'll have a record of if you had any issues breathing at night. I think this could be, they've talked a lot, they always talk about saving lives, you know, and I kind of don't like that too much because I think it's a mistake to imply that it's.
But it does, Leo.
I know
it does.
But those are anecdotal, you know, handful of examples. Of course it does. But it shouldn't be treated as a medical device. Like, it's not, I don't have to go to the doctor. I got an ECG on my wrist. Is not the case.
No. Right. But you have to really give Apple credit that like Lori said, that these sensors have been around for a while, but Apple's real magic is not only packaging it in such a good watch, but also expressing those features so well. Like, no, it's not just push a button and 15 seconds later on demand, you get a saturation level. It is periodic background readings throughout the entire course of the day. The real advantage of all this data that's collecting is not so much its ability to, you take your watch out of the box for the first time, you haven't owned one of these watches in 4 years, and then sort of brace yourself for what it tells you after the first half hour of having it on your wrist. It's more like after it taking so much data about what is your normal, it can tell you that something is not necessarily normal. I mean, the times where maybe you exerted yourself a little bit too much and you were wondering, am I having an episode or an issue right now? Or is it just, okay, it's because you're climbing those stairs with like 30 pounds for groceries and you just made like 4 flights of stairs. It has the ability to tell you that, well, this is an hour later, you're still normal. You've come back to normal. That's where the blood oximeter is so handy. Not so much that it's telling you that your blood saturation is down to 88%. Oftentimes, it's just handy to know that I don't know why I'm feeling so weird right now. I'm going to take this on. Nope, it's at 98%. That's your normal stuff. Really, and I think that the last two things for the Apple Watch to figure out now is blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Once they manage to figure out a way to do both of those things, boy,
it's something you must have. Yeah, I agree.
It'll almost be a crime against humanity to limit it to iPhone users at that point.
Right.
If I may be incorrect on this, but if it's my understanding that a blood oxygen monitor requires you to be completely relaxed and not moving a bunch.
No, I don't think so.
In order to actually monitor do the monitor, which is why it's during
overnight.
The daytime. So Apple has two different things. They say you can test your blood oxygen level in 6 seconds. And that's where you're manually doing it in the middle of the day. And then it has the secondary thing where it records your blood oxygen level through the night while you're sleeping. So I don't think necessarily it's something that's going to alert you if you've just climbed up and down the stairs. I think that you have to actually manually do it during the daytime where it's going to recommend that you sit down, relax, don't move, and then hold the sensor. Again, I might be wrong, but I believe that that's part of the process of the blood oxygen monitor.
Because of COVID, I bought a blood oximeter because that's an important diagnostic tool. If you do get COVID, if your blood oxygen starts to dip, that's when you call the hospital real quick. And it just goes on my thumb. It's pretty much the same kind of sensor Apple has. It's just, you know, beaming light into your blood vessels. And it doesn't say stand still or anything.
It doesn't.
It gives you a continuous reading, and I'm able to, you know, and it's good. I mean, it's great to have that. And I figured if, you know, if something goes wrong, you know, if I get COVID, I'll have that. But now it'll be in the watch. I think that's really fantastic.